Blake Berman is here from Fox Business News. Blake is going to talk to us about the market, which I believe, Blake, if I'm not mistaken, Janet Yellen spoke yesterday, and all of a sudden, the market today opens up again in almost record territory. It wasn't that long ago. We were talking about the market going over 20,000. It's living there nowadays. What is the reason for the market doing so well right now?
Well, she's actually here in Washington up on Capitol Hill today, testifying before the House today, the Senate tomorrow. Good morning to you, by the way. And, you know, when Janet Yellen speaks, the market listens, traders listen. And there was one word today that she dropped that moved the markets immensely, and that was the word neutral. I believe the Dow's up about 150 or so here in the first hour of trading. And that word neutral was basically talking about not needing to move interest rates significantly higher. She said they might not have to rise much for the Fed to meet its goals, and talked about, the quote here is, because the neutral rate is currently quite low by historical standards, the federal funds rate would not have to rise all that much further to get to a neutral policy stance. A lot of wonk in there, but the bottom line is traders see this as a good thing, because rates might not have to move higher in the near term per se, and with that, you got the market moving up on this day.
Blake Berman from Fox Business News. I guess when you say neutral, that's a good thing. You know, when you talk about rates, weren't we supposed to see another Fed rate relatively soon? A rise in the Federal?
So the FOMC had said earlier this year, and they're still on the target of 3 rate hikes this year. We have already had 2, the most recent one coming a few weeks ago. It is the middle of the summer now. It's believed by the folks on the street that this third could happen at the end of the year. But it's not just, you know, looking over the next 6 months. It's looking over the next couple years or so, and with the Fed saying, you know, potentially they want to get up to a level in a few years down the line of potentially a Fed funds rate of close to 3%. Right now it's at about 1 to 1.25%. So yes, one more rate hike expected this year, but the comments from Janet Yellen today, certainly given some traders the green light on this day.
Now, I suppose there's a lot of people in America. You know, we hear the stories almost every day about people just 2 weeks away from being out of their house. A lot of people don't partake in the market, don't have Roth IRAs, are not fully vested in a 401k. And I wonder, you know, for guys that have a little bit of money, for families that are doing okay and they're saving for college, and you watch this kind of thing because you want Johnny to go to school, but you're dependent on this thing to rise so much by the time he turns 18. You would think that would spell good news for a Donald Trump White House, because since he's been in office, since November, I think you told me off air that, what was it, at about 18,000, and now it's living in the 20,000s. But I guess that it doesn't serve everybody that the market's doing so well.
Yeah, it was at about 18.5 when he took office. Remember, when he was it was believed that he was going to be elected overnight, the Dow futures plunged. It was something like 600, 700, 800 points, and it's been, for the most part, a straight line up since the market's been up. The Dow, at least, about 3,000 points or so since the Trump presidency. This all hinges on two things, on really one thing, but it's healthcare reform and tax reform. And the thought by the folks who deal with this stuff on a day in, day out basis is that if healthcare reform gets done, that opens up the hole for tax reform to go through after that, and that would bring the rates down for businesses, the rates down for individuals, the rates down for a lot of
wealthy jobs
who trade this thing. And you know what? That's kind of why you saw the drop yesterday, the immediate drop on the Don Jr. news. The Dow was in I think it was like 130-point drop within the first 10, 15 minutes or so, is because there's this fear here in Washington and beyond of, well, if this White House is distracted with some of these things and they can't get health care, they can't get tax reform done, that's when you start to see the market go in the other direction. But it's been on this upward direction because folks feel that there is going to be some sort of tax reform at some point here soon, potentially. A lot of hedging
if we could get by all this news of rush inclusion and emails and stuff like that, do some tax cuts, get some health care straightened out, I think things start to look up more positive right away. Blake Berman from Fox, we appreciate your time this morning.
Have a good day.